Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Monday, September 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, in case you missed it, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced Friday that the state is moving to its third and final phase of the coronavirus reopening plan. Phase 3 of this plan announces a lift on restrictions for restaurant seating. Restaurants may now serve at full capacity. DeSantis also announced that if a second wave of cases sweeps through the state, no further restrictions will be issued. He says, if we see an increase, we're not closing anything going forward. But I think if you look at our hospital capacity, if you look at what we did to marshal the latest medications, if you look at what we've done to help with all the PPE and the testing and everything, you know we have the tools in place that we need. Your local events this Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Lake Region High School for an away conference matchup against the Thunder. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this event can be heard on AM 1310, FM 102.1, and around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Belk and Sebring is looking for seasonal retail associates, a high school diploma or GED, experience in retail, and communication skills are preferred. Lakeside Neurologic in Wauchula is looking for a housekeeper. Requirements for this position are a high school diploma or GED, previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, school, or commercial cleaning is preferred. And Dollar Tree in Wauchula is looking for an operations assistant manager. Qualifications include prior retail and management experience, strong communication, interpersonal and writing skills, the ability to lift, bend, and transport items up to 50 pounds, and the ability to work in a high-energy environment. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you? Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy. Temperature 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 78.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 94%. Heat index is 89. Wind southeast to 4.6 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles. And the altimeter read 29.96 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny early this morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs around 90. South winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms early in the evening, then isolated showers late in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 30%. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 80%. Tuesday night, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the evening, then scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 70, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's have a listen with our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer introduced the Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2020. This comes in response to packer concentration and the lack of competition in U.S. cattle markets, an ultra-thin price discovery market for fed cattle, and the USDA's non-disclosure of pricing information in regions with too few fed cattle buyers. Fischer's bill follows a bipartisan bill in mid-May and a subsequent companion bill in the House, but those earlier bills were never scheduled for a Senate Ag Committee hearing and languished for months without any action. Black Hog Farms of East Palatka, Florida, has paid a perishable Agriculture Commodities Act reparation order. The Packer.com reports the company satisfied the nearly $15,000 order and can again operate if it successfully applies for a PACA license from the USDA. Company principals Jonathan Insetta and Luke Watkins can now be employed or affiliated with any PACA licensee. The 2020 U.S. cotton crop is projected at 17.06 million bales, with the September estimate being revised down 1 million bales from August estimates. Now, according to AgFacts.com, that 17.06 million bale potential crop has, since September numbers were determined, been impacted by Hurricane Sally and Tropical Storm Beta. It's also still in question whether the September numbers fully captured the net effect of Hurricanes Marco and Laura.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
Hemp is still a new crop to the southeast, and there are bound to be some growing pains. That's why Dr. Jackson Garth is being patient as he builds Verde Leaf, a vertically integrated industrial hemp company.
I felt like there were a lot of companies, they were really focusing on stops on the supply chain, but really no sales channels and no exits to sell the product. And so one of the things that we did that was very different was I look at hemp as the ingredient. It is not the end product. And so many companies looked at, hey, we'll make money on processing, but even if you buy these products, that doesn't mean you have buyers on the back end.
Dr. Garth says he started at the beginning, developing relationships with farmers.
I went through and just got all the farms that we were going to have that would grow for us under contract. And then from there, we went through and then built up our company in terms of different stops on the supply chain. So doing all our planting, doing irrigation, controlling genetics, doing our processing.
Now he says he's focused on manufacturing and marketing end products, knowing that he has the supply chain secured.
Even when we have really large stores, big box stores, we'll say, can you scale? Because of the acres that we have under contract, then that's literally just asking our farmers to grow more. But our farmers are happy doing that because they know there's a sales channel on the back end, their purchase of their product, a guaranteed purchase of their product.
Learn more about the Georgia company at verdeleafgroup.com.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. After four consecutive weeks of losses, stocks shot higher at this morning's opening bell on Wall Street. Today's rally comes as the third quarter draws to a close on Wednesday. A federal judge has postponed a Trump administration order. It would have banned the popular video sharing app TikTok from U.S. smartphone app stores around midnight last night. More comprehensive ban scheduled for November, about a week after the election. The judge did not postpone that later ban. Uber can keep operating in London after the ride-hailing company won a court appeal today against the refusal by transit regulators to renew its license. The U.S. company had challenged Transport for London's decision in late 2019 not to renew its operating license over safety concerns involving imposter drivers. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRostra. Football yesterday, Colts beat the Jets 36-7. Phillip Rivers became the sixth player in NFL history to throw 400 touchdown passes and the sixth player to throw for 60,000 yards, moving him past Dan Marino for fifth all-time in completions and broke a tie with Fran Tarkington for number eight on the career victory list. Green Bay beats New Orleans 37-30. Seahawks 38-31 over the Cowboys. Russell Wilson with five touchdown passes, setting an NFL record for the most TD passes in the first three games of a season with 14. Bears beat the Falcons 30-26. Nick Foles off the bench throws three touchdown passes in the final 6.5 minutes. Bill Belichick became the third coach in NFL history to reach 275 regular season wins. Patriots beat the Raiders 36-20. Bills beat the Rams, Steelers over the Texans. Titans beat the Vikings and the Bengals beat the Eagles. This is SRN Sports. Other football scores, Browns beat the football team 34-20, 49ers over the Giants, Panthers beat the Chargers, Buccaneers beat the Broncos, and the Lions beat the Cardinals. In baseball, Cardinals clinch a postseason berth with a win over Milwaukee, while the Brewers back into the playoffs after the Padres beat the Giants. The White Sox lose to the Cubs on Sunday, but they make their first playoff appearance since 2008. Cubs, meanwhile, get matched up with the Marlins in the postseason. Indians rallied past the Pirates. They gain home field advantage for their wild card series with the Yankees. While the Reds will face the Braves, the Twins will play the Astros. The playoffs for baseball begin on Tuesday. NBA Finals will pit two teams who didn't make it to the playoffs last year, Heat and the Lakers, after Miami beat Boston Sunday to take the Eastern Finals 4-2. Game one of the NBA championship begins on Wednesday night. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: to steal ideas from one person is plagiarism. To steal from many is research. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.